Can money buy you happiness? I think so. So let me tell you the story. Back in 2016, my favorite band in the world decided to do a tour in Australia. Pearl Jam toured Australia. And I went to buy a ticket, and then I realized that I can actually buy tickets to all their shows in Australia and then travel around Australia and see them in every city. That made me very, very happy. So just to put things into context for you, I was born in Jordan and I grew up really left of center where everybody loved Arabic music and like pop music and nothing wrong with that. But I somehow developed a very distinct taste for grunge and like metal even. And that was very unusual for a girl who's growing up in Jordan. But I did, and I was obsessed with Pearl Jam, and actually Pearl Jam and their lyrics gave me, like, they gave me the permission to dream, to be honest. So that's why I always say Eddie Vedder is my soul daddy. So anyway, so I remember when I was like, I think 19 or 20, my best friend so we were in Jordan. He traveled to Australia to visit our other friend. And while he was traveling, he got to see Pearl Jam in Melbourne. And he came back telling me all about the concert. And at the time, like, seeing Pearl Jam in concert was this thing that is like out of this freaking world. Like, they of course won't come to Jordan. And for me to leave Jordan was like this impossible thing because my dad didn't even let me like go out and have dinner with my friends. He was that strict. So it was like this, oh my God, am I ever going to see Pearl Jam? So anyway, after my friend shared that with me, he planted a seed. And I was like, you know what? I want to go to Melbourne and see Pearl Jam. P.S. They're not even from Melbourne, but that's what I had fixated in my mind. I want to go to Melbourne and see Pearl Jam, but I don't want to come back. So, yeah, I did it. So that was 2005, early 2005, I left Jordan, moved to Melbourne, which was another absolute miracle. Leave that story for another time. And the year after I moved there, 2006, perhaps I said 2016 in the beginning of the episode, it was 2006, Pearl Jam decided to tour. I shat my pants because I was like, I cannot believe I can finally see them. And then I decided, I'm going to go see every single concert. And I looked at my bank account and I saw that it allowed me to, even though I was a student at the time, but I was working part-time. And I did. So can money buy you happiness? It can definitely buy you options. So that, I think, was like a very big turning point in my life, especially my financial life, because I grew up with a money dictator, right? Like my dad, or a money tyrant, like we call it in money archetypes. My dad is a money tyrant and he used money to manipulate us and control us at home. So I grew up being scared of money because it was like money was my dad, you know? It made me or broke me. Like money was a scary elephant in the room. But then because I had the scarcity mentality, I was too scared to spend money. But when Pearl Jam came, that was like out of the question that I don't see them. So that was when I first got the taste that money can buy you options. It can give you options. It can buy you happiness in some way. Okay. So that changed my relationship with money. I started looking at it as a friend because it can be a friend. It can facilitate your achievement of your goals, or it can facilitate you making your dreams a reality. I mean, oh my God, if I can dig out my photo of the first time I ever saw Pearl Jam, like my friend was like, I'm coming with you just to see you watching Pearl Jam for the first time. It was like such a monumental thing for me. And I remember also, because it was like back in the day of like Ticketek and Ticketmaster and all of this. Like, I was able to buy some tickets online, but some tickets I had to go and line up for in person. And I would like leave the house at midnight because the tickets went on sale at 8 in the morning. And we would like be in the street, like a bunch of Pearl Jam fans in the middle of the street, just waiting for the box office to open so that we can get front row tickets. Like, it was a really, really awesome adventure, especially for this little girl from Jordan. So it was a very big thing. So here is what money can give you. It can give you financial security. It can give you more options, but it will also give you more responsibility. And it will also help you become more financially generous and also time generous. It will give you time freedom and location freedom. Like, as soon as I got my shit together financially and left my 9-to-5, it's hard for me to say it because I can't believe it, but my hourly rate increased from like $14 an hour in corporate America to $250 an hour at the time of this recording, because I always make sure that my prices are on par with the industry and with the training and the education that I'm always making sure that I get. So yeah, at the time of this recording, it's $250 an hour. So that is a big jump. So, and it also gave me location freedom and time freedom and the freedom to continent hop with my family whenever I want. So the other thing that I keep hearing is money equals freedom. So here's where I draw the line. I really dislike this term that money equals freedom. I like money equals option. And options can bring happiness, but money equals freedom is a little bit of a sore spot for me, because I feel like freedom is something very precious and it comes from deep within. I don't think that anything outside of us can give us or remove freedom from us. And when we believe the statement that money equals freedom, our freedom becomes conditional. Even if we're not careful with money brings or buys happiness, our happiness becomes conditional because we will put ourselves in the victim seat. Okay. The other thing with money is that it gives you options, but not just options you can buy. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper here. So bear with me. I'm going to go into the nervous system, which is my favorite topic. So your nervous system is the mechanism. It's an automatic mechanism that keeps you safe, and it keeps your heart beating and your stomach digesting and all the stuff. Like, everything that you don't think about happening in your body is supervised by the nervous system. Okay. But when you're in survival mode, meaning if you're being chased by something, your nervous system will put you in either hypoarousal or hyperarousal, meaning that you're either going to fight or flee from the threat, or you're going to freeze or, just like hide from the threat. Okay. Like, just make yourself small. Anyway, I'm not going to get too technical here, because that's not my point. What I'm trying to say is that if you're in survival mode, you are going to be in a nervous system response of stress. But when you have money, okay, so I'm talking about money as a stressor. When you do have money, your nervous system will be in the rest, digest, and connect mode. So that is exactly why I love talking about money and why I love helping you get empowered with it, because I don't want to ever see you being held back by money. I think that money can be our friend. Actually, money is my friend is something that one of my clients said to me once. She was in a financial pickle and she sat down with her finances. She had a money day in her car, which I'm very proud of. And she then just decided that actually money is going to help me with the situation, not stand in my way. So Alicia, if you're listening, I am borrowing this from you. Money can be your friend. Money can help you with options, and it can buy you all the Pearl Jam tickets or whatever band you like in the world. All right, everyone. That was a nice and short one just to encourage you to start looking at your finances more seriously, because it can just make your life a little bit better. All right, see you next time. Ciao.